Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too? Let's crack on with today's first story, which comes from Burned Flan, who says, "Am I the a-hole for kicking my friend out of my vacation house in a foreign country? English is not my first language, so please excuse my poor grammar. My family owns property in a tropical destination that is very popular this time of year. My friends and I, all girls in our early 20s, have been talking about going to my parents' house for years, and this January was finally the reason everything was aligning in our favor. An acquaintance of mine, Jessica, who is part of our larger group of friends, heard about the upcoming trip and asked to join us. I was reluctant at first, but she kept publicly insisting on it by saying that visiting this place was one of her childhood dreams, and it put me in an awkward position to say no. We then add her to our travel group chat and go over everything that was already decided on our itinerary and how much money we were planning on spending on this trip. She seemed excited about it and didn't want to change anything. Great. Unfortunately, things started to go south the moment she arrived here. Jessica bought a different flight from everyone else and would arrive at 3 a.m. I told her that she could either get a taxi to my house or wait at the airport until 10 a.m. when I would drive by to pick everyone else. She was not happy with that and was very passive-aggressive for the rest of the day. She then started to complain about our itinerary, how everywhere we picked was too expensive and she felt excluded and judged by the people there. We tried to compromise and did a few touristy things with her, but when we started getting ready to go to the beach club yesterday, she threw a fit. I reminded her that she knew about all of this before buying tickets and that she wasn't forced to join us. She could stay at home and eat the food my parents kindly stocked for us or walk around the city center. When we come back home, I'm flooded with messages from our mutual friends asking why I'm being so mean to poor Jessica. Apparently, she took it to social media and created a narrative that she's a victim and we are bullies. I was sick of it. We had a fight where she called me terrible things. I wasn't a perfect angel either, to be fair. And it ended with her being kicked out. So Reddit, am I the a-hole? I hate it when people turn to social media to try and get like mutual friends and acquaintances to side with them. It's just such a crappy move. But yeah, I feel like you're absolutely not the a-hole in this one. She invited herself for a start, which is weird. But Mrs. Jones says absolutely not the a-hole, and it's time to tell the real truth to everyone ganging up on you. She created her own problems and tried to blame you. She can just get herself back home. Kim says, not the a-hole. I'm so glad that this is a story where people don't put up with obnoxious, selfish bullcrap. Kudos to you. It is always best to trust your gut feeling, but after all is said and done, I think you handled this like a champ. Dazzling Revenue says, not the a-hole. From your post, it sounds like you tried to accommodate her. She really has poor form inviting herself on a trip she couldn't afford. She should be grateful she had a nice place to stay and there was food for everyone. She looks like the fool making this a public issue, airing the dirty laundry. I would remain classy and, if it really becomes an issue, recommend a good book on etiquette. Enjoy the rest of your vacation. And 1962 Michael says, not the a-hole. I'm going to assume that the argument escalated into her calling you some nasty names, which is frankly unacceptable for a guest to do to a host. She was treating your parents' house as if it were a VRBO, which I think is a bit like Airbnb and all that sort of stuff, that happened to be free, and wanting all of your guests to be her wingmen on her dream vacation. It's not clear if she posted for sympathy or to have your mutual friends pressure you to do the things her way. If you kicked her out essentially for airing her feelings on Facebook, then you are a bit of the a-hole. If she was using it to bully you into doing her agenda, then she's even more an a-hole. And one more comment from Evil Finch, who says, not the a-hole. She invited herself to this trip, gave a F about your plans, and then played the victim when you don't want to change the plans you had already so long and she knew to cater her wishes. She was never a friend. It was the right thing to throw her out. She could have had the chance to have a nice vacation, but some people ruin it for themselves. So then OP, updates the post, which says, "Even though I was mainly judge, not the a-hole, I felt bad about the way I handled it. Like many of you pointed out, it's my fault for allowing her to come in the first place. This country, and specifically this specific location, is considered safe, but it's not idiot-proof. Something bad could have happened, and I would have blamed myself for it. I decided to be the bigger person and contacted Jessica earlier today, after dropping my friends off at the airport. Our talk went really well. She explained that in the beginning she was looking forward to our plans. She wanted to experience the glitz and glamour of the destination. In her head, she would go to the beach clubs with us. Guys would offer to buy her drinks and ask her out to dinner so she wouldn't have to pay for any of it. Unfortunately, reality didn't play out like that, and she started to grow resentful whenever one of us would get male attention. The final straw was when I wouldn't let her borrow a wetsuit from me when we went scuba diving. She wouldn't fit in any of our extras, and I didn't want them to stretch or break. She said that it triggered her imposter syndrome and body dysmorphia, so she didn't want to go to hotspots with us as it was affecting her mental health. I told her that while I understand where she's coming from, I hope she realizes that my friends and I aren't in the wrong for sticking to our original itinerary and not catering to her insecurities. We didn't bully her once, and slandering us on social media for her own issues was unacceptable and unhinged. She genuinely apologized for her behavior, and she knew she was in the wrong. I also apologized for kicking her out in the heat of our fight and offered to pay for a hotel and any fees she had to pay in order to anticipate her flight. She thanked me and said that she would request a payment on a money app. Everything was going well until I saw the request was for 5,000 euros. What? I texted her asking if this was the right amount. She said yes. I asked for receipts and she didn't have any. I asked for bank statements or any sort of proof. She got angry and went back to being her rude, irrational self. I blocked her everywhere and won't talk to her again. And there was a few people saying, you know, you're allowed to defend yourself on social media from her antics. And OP said, I like to keep a low profile. Nothing good will come out of me airing dirty laundry on Instagram. Most of the people I interact with on a daily basis don't even know who she is. Jessica and the people defending her are university friends. I've only seen a handful of times since graduation. We were bound to eventually drift apart since our social circles are different. This whole mess is simply accelerating it. And I felt on this one, you know, OP really didn't have to apologize or get in touch or anything like that, but they did. And things started to move in the right direction until she requested that $5,000. I thought, you bloody cheeky so-and-so. And when she was going on about, you know, she wanted to go to the beach clubs and guys would offer to buy her drinks and take her out to dinner so she wouldn't have to pay for any of it. I thought, oh, dearie, dearie me. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. Could you see this ending any other way? Was you surprised by the ending? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Let's move on to another story. Single year 3855 and says, am I the a-hole for skipping my stepdaughter's wedding? I, 50 female, have two stepchildren. Sarah, 23 female, and Mike, 28 male. I've been in their lives since Sarah was two. Sarah's mum, Kate, was a drug addict. When Sarah was three, she lost all her parental rights because of her addiction. Kate left after that and didn't have any contact until Sarah was 17. That's when Kate reached out to us saying she was clean and wanted a relationship with the kids. My husband Rob was against this, but I wanted to give her a chance. We met with her and it turns out she had been clean for a while, going to therapy and had a decent job. Mike was against meeting her and to this day insists I'm his only mum and Kate is dead to him. Sarah was more open to Kate and resented Mike for rejecting her. I explained that Mike was older and witnessed Kate at her worst, so he has a different relationship with her. While Sarah only remembers her after getting clean. This issue still caused a lot of resentment between them and me. Kate blamed me for Mike being hostile and resented me. It didn't help that Sarah started rejecting me for Kate. She stopped spending time with me no matter what I did and stopped calling me mum. I told her how hurt I was, how she didn't have to choose, she could have us both. I never had an issue with Sarah and Kate. I only had an issue with being rejected. Sarah told me that while she appreciated me, at the end of the day, Kate was her and Mike's real mum. This crushed me. The final straw was when she didn't invite me to our high school graduation. I told her, if she didn't want to be my daughter, then fine. From then on, she'd be my husband's kid. Mike is no contact with her as well. 3 months ago, she came over with her fiancé, who we didn't even know existed, to invite us to their wedding. She said she wanted me at the bridal party, but I refused. I told her we hadn't had a relationship in years because of her wishes, and it felt uncomfortable for me to take on that role when I barely knew her now. She said she was sorry. I told her I wasn't interested. She got angry and said I had to be there because, and I quote, "What are people going to think when both my brother and my dad's wife aren't there? Gramps' paternal grandfather is going to get peed off too." I told her she clearly didn't want me there and only cared about appearances and being on her gramps' good side. He's rich. I'm not coming, nor am I having a relationship with her. She started crying and begging for forgiveness, but it felt like crocodile tears to me. After she left, she kept texting me, trying to get me to change my mind. On the day of the wedding, she texted me that she was going to leave an empty seat for me and that I was welcome anytime if I changed my mind. I still didn't go. Rob is mad at me, saying I ruined his daughter's wedding and made her cry, that all she wanted was me there and this was a chance to fix our family. Mike, who is also no contact with her, is on my side.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
An OP did respond to some of the comments, so Painful Butterfly says, not the a-hole. She dropped you quickly enough for her real mum. You know, the one that did literally nothing for the hardest part of her life, then strolled in when it was convenient. She threw away 15 plus years of care like it was nothing. You can't reverse that at the drop of a hat, but fill a seat at a wedding. Husband is the a-hole for not seeing that she kicked you to the curb without a thought and expects you to be okay with it, although I can see he is in a difficult position. OP says he is in a difficult position. Both of his kids are not talking to each other, and he was also started to be rejected by Sarah in favor of her stepdad. With Kate and her husband, she has it easier since there is no resentment there, but with her dad, she also has to face me and her brother. So it's easier for her to spend more time with her mum's side of the family. Cheese and Pasta 97 says, not the a-hole. You were the one to give the first push and getting Rob to allow Kate to see them. Sarah basically slapped you in the face for everything you did. You even told Sarah you were fine with being just a motherly figure, but she took it further by resenting you. Rob has some audacity to say you ruined the wedding when you were the one who helped bring up these children, and not get any support when you were blamed for Mike's choices and rejected. Did Kate go to Sarah's wedding? Opie responds to that and says, she and her entire family were invited, and she was also in the bridal party as maid of honor. Red Eyes Black Dragon says, not the a-hole. The child chose the deadbeat mother over Opie. And Opie responds saying, I mean, Kate did have a tough life and I sympathize, but at the same time, she seems unable to accept that her actions have caused irreparable damage to Mike. As a result, she resents me, which no doubt fueled Sarah's decision. JH says, Sarah is the a-hole of here, of course, but Kate, what the hell? What kind of stupid you have to be to think that the person who pushed your estranged family to reconnect with you will be the reason your son is hostile towards you? That too, because of your own past actions. Damn these people, not the a-hole. Opie responds and says, to be fair to Kate, the idea of reconciling with her children was the main reason she got clean. It's what pushed her to turn her life around. The idea that she had forever burned her chance with her son was too much to handle. Easier to blame it on me, I guess, but you are right, it doesn't make sense. Never saw it that way. Brightside says, hard, not the a-hole. She does not deserve anything from you. Cutting someone who has been there for you, providing love, comfort, and everything in so many years for bio mum is evil and cold-hearted. What is Gramp saying to it all? Also, why does your husband think she should be allowed to use you as a doormat? As long as you give him room to have a relationship with her, you are doing fine. Opie responds saying, he does understand why I didn't go, but he also refused to give any money because of his issues with Kate. She stole from him in the past. Everyone Loves Cats replies to that and says, aha, so if you forgave Sarah and Kate, then that will be proof to Grandpa that he should forgive them as well and give Sarah money. Especially if you could get Mike there too. Because you know, you were the one that made him resent Kate. I hope everyone recognizes the sarcasm in the last bit. OP responds and says, I do and thanks. Yeah, that's what she was going for. I reached out after the wedding, but she has blocked me everywhere. Number, social media, email, etc. A few comments said to reach out, so I tried through her fiance. I'm blocked there too. I think that says everything. So OP did update the post in their comments and they said update. So I'd like to clarify a few things. Sarah's relationship with Mike is no contact because she couldn't accept his decision to cut Kate off. At first, Mike didn't support Sarah and Kate, but I sat them both down. I told them they both have very different relationships with Kate. Mike remembers Kate as an addict, while Sarah only remembers clean Kate, and both of them are entitled to their view of Kate. Mike accepted this and was okay with Sarah/Kate, but Sarah couldn't accept it. She couldn't reconcile addict Kate with clean Kate, so she refused to believe Mike and downplayed a lot of this trauma. Sarah said things like, it wasn't that bad. It was not her fault. She was sick. She gave you life. You owe her, etc. By the time Sarah was 19, their relationship became and is no contact. Kate also couldn't accept this and blamed me for Mike not wanting to talk to her. Regarding the wedding, Sarah reached out to me 3 months before the wedding, even though they had been engaged for a year, saying she wanted to come over. We said yes and she came with her fiance, who we didn't even know existed. Apparently, they'd been together for 3 years. When I say she apologized, I meant she said, I'm sorry you feel that way, which to her was an apology, but to me, it's not. She also referred to me as dad's wife, as in, what would people say if my dad's wife isn't there? Not even stepmom, dad's wife. She also mentioned her paternal grandfather a lot and how angry he would be. In the 2 months leading up to the wedding, she texted me to change my mind, but all she talked about was the wedding will be ruined, grandpa will be mad, etc. Once the wedding happened, she blocked me everywhere. I found out today her fiance blocked me too, even though I don't follow him. I only messaged him on Instagram because he has a public profile, but I have been blocked. Same thing with Facebook, even though we aren't friends on there. She clearly wasn't genuine in her attempts to reconcile. And even if she was, it doesn't mean I'm obligated to respond. She was 18 when she stopped calling me mum, 19 when she went no contact with Mike and doubled down on her decision, a decision she has held on to for 6 years total. She made her choice. Just because she's young doesn't make her entitled to forgiveness or a relationship with me. And now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? What would you do if you was OP? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. Let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from Two Piece T, who says, am I the a-hole for insulting my sister's wacky baby names? I, 24 male, have a sister a year younger, Haley, 23 female. She is pregnant with her first daughter, expected in March. My sister Haley is a very free spirit person, and she definitely has her own taste in music, clothes, art, etc. Unfortunately, this extends to baby names. She wanted to name my niece either Redemption Cosmos or Venus Cali Cosmos. For real. She posted the names in our family WhatsApp group, and she asked us to vote for our favorite. My relatives were just going along with it, but honestly, my sister is young, and I felt like an a-hole for not saying anything. I messaged her privately on the side and said that the names are bad and would be a burden on my niece's life. I told her those names might be okay for a stripper. My sister works as a dancer in a local club, but they'd be hard to live with in a more mainstream job. I really wasn't trying to be mean, I just care about my niece and want to help. Well, my sister forwarded my private messages to the group chat and told my family I was a judgmental duck. She shared that the names were personally meaningful because the baby is a redemption and pregnancy has helped her make peace with her body and accept her flaws. My mum has been leaving me nasty messages since then, but I haven't listened to them yet, except the first one. Am I the a-hole? An edit, just to be clear, I didn't make the stripper comment out of any negativity towards strippers. A few years ago, when my sister was choosing her stage name, she asked me what I thought about a few, and I was always positive. I think wild names are totally fine when choosing a stage name, but I wanted her to keep in mind that she's naming an actual human person, not a fun alter ego or something. And we're going to start off with "We'll Be With You Soon," who says, "I will never understand why these parents who like obscure names won't change their own names instead of pushing them on their child." Immediately, Yes says, "My mum named me. Her group of friends all had girls in the next couple of years. I'm Misty Star. There is also a Misty Moon, Misty River, Misty Dawn, Misty Rose, Misty Night. You have no idea how many people have said things like, 'You have a stripper name,' or 'Your mum must be a pothead.'" Well, that part is true. Step It To You says, "Everyone sucks here. Those names are pretty intense, but you definitely could have expressed your concern in a way that didn't invalidate and insult your sister's lifestyle and life choices." The Real Silly Goose says, "Everyone sucks here. I mean, yeah, the names are unorthodox, and I don't think you'd be an a-hole for stating that fact. I don't believe you were trying to be kind with a 'for the stripper' comment. Regardless, that's a pretty trashy thing to say to your sister. As such, I don't really blame her for sharing the text, but she probably could have just talked to you about how the comments made her feel. Finally, the fact that your mum is now harassing you is wrong and uncalled for. Everyone kinda just sucks here. Also info, did you mean judgmental F in your last paragraph, or does your family casually say judgmental duck? Because that's honestly amazing." Pastel Goth says, 100% the stripper comment was over the top, but you aren't wrong. That poor baby will be saddled with that name, and kids are effing cruel at best, never mind when the baby is older and trying to get out into the adult world. Someone needs to speak some sense into your sister, not the a-hole. And one more comment from Bookie Cat, who says, and quotes, "This baby is her redemption." Then goes on to say, "Poor kid. Going within, everyone sucks here. You are not the a-hole for protecting your future niece. A baby is a person, not a mother's phantasm. But you're the a-hole for how you expressed it, especially since you directly insulted your sister's job." Now, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support and time always means the absolute world to me. And I still see some people asking, you know, "Do you have a podcast?" Absolutely. There is a podcast which goes across most of the podcast formats out there. So, you know, Spotify, Apple, Acast, and just covers a whole bunch of them as well. So feel free to get involved over there if you prefer that format. And just thank you once again. Hopefully I'll see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.